Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Give a big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They have done wonderful. Amen. Yeah, give a big hand clap to Damba, Fiona, Albert, and all of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for helping us to tap into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's any people in this church who should really be appreciated, these guys, the worship team. But I'm very serious. Amen. You know, they sacrifice a lot. They sacrifice time. They do rehearsals every Saturday. You did them yesterday. Some of you. Of course. It can be all of you. Because sometimes people have other things to do. Wedding. Sometimes people are tired. Amen. Yeah. Then they come here very... So they reach home Saturday at night when some of you are already sleeping. And then they come here very early in the morning. Some come to help with Thursday, some on Wednesday. Okay? So we really appreciate them. And they did a great work on last Sunday. Isn't it? Amen? Hallelujah. Joanne was telling me about Fiona in the week. She was telling me, man, that girl. Amen? Hallelujah. Fiona is great. She's supposed to really lead worship. Hallelujah. And the best place that can start from is here. Amen. Under my what? Under my invisible grip. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. But my purpose, everyone who gets in LAT, my whole purpose is by the time you're through with me. Amen. Yeah, God will have said, yeah, the 3 weeks that guy was in your hands, you did the best for them. Amen? But that is my whole purpose. Amen? That is my whole thing. All of you guys. Amen? Yeah, you have to learn certain things, how to discern the presence, how to discern what to do and what not to do, how not to be religious. If something they're not supposed to be said, don't say them. Just flow with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Amen. I've discovered on Thursdays, prayer meetings, as we praise and worship, that Teddy is also supposed to what? Yeah, she's, you listen to her. She's powerful. If she can improve. Amen. And add more spirituality and what to it. Amen. Not that she's known to spiritual. I said add. Every one of us, we need to add, isn't it? Amen. Every one of us, we need to add. Like we become, you know, you can, yeah, glory be to God. Amen. That's why I need to ask you, Fiona, why you don't come for Saturday prayer meetings? Amen. You mess yourself up. You just have a great voice, but no anointing, no presence. And it will just be fake. I'm very serious. Amen. This is one of the things about, like, this lady, Nigeria, it's Sinache. That lady, you can tell it is not just singing. You know, that's why her songs, you know, rarely has songs done in Africa written and sung from Africa. Rarely have they gone over the whole continent. You understand? One thing I know about that church, you know, Christopher Kilome, those guys pray in tongues. You understand? More than trying to whatever double voices to be cute, it is praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I've known them for years. And you could see that lady one day she was going to come up. Of course, she was already great, but in the last like 3 years, it was like something else came upon her. Amen? And knowing Chris, you are claiming that church, it is praying in the Holy Ghost for a long time. Amen? And that makes a difference. That makes a what? That makes a difference. Hallelujah. Amen. So our worship team in LAT, we should be like that. When we not only have cute voices, but we also carry the presence. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. So, you're great. Amen? Amen. Yes. Glory, glory, glory. God is good. God is what? He's very, very good. He's very good. He's very what? Yes, yes, yes. He's very good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is what? He's very good. Very, very what? Good. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1. Today, we're going to talk about Jesus. Very simple stuff that you all know. You all know Jesus, don't you? Amen. If you're not born again and you're here, at least you have heard about him. Amen. He's not in your heart, but you have heard about him. Today, we are just going to say how, in everything, Jesus, he's a bottom line. He's a what? He's a bottom line. You know, Jesus cannot be compared to anything. Cannot be compared to anything. He cannot be compared to anyone. You understand? You are born again. You're going to heaven. God is blessing you. He has blessed you. All because of Jesus. Nothing, no human can ever compare to him. Okay? In all that we do, okay, we should always remember that he's the bottom line. He's everything. He's the center of it all. Never forget that. Never do what? Never forget that. Many years ago, when I just got born again, I was listening to Lyadon. He was talking about a certain general. A ghost general. Anyway, he was giving lessons. He said that, you know, Jesus, you know, in most places, he's like the forgotten man of the gospel. People preach everything, they say everything, they do everything. But when you look at things critically, you find that Jesus has been removed out. You understand? Now for us, it should never be. Glory be to God. Amen? For us, it should never what? It should never. Please remember that. Never forget that. Amen? That's why even when this dream of prosperity came, you know, remember the Copelands came, you know, there was in that dream there was a warning, okay, that please don't throw out the Lord. Okay? You understand? The presence, you know, let him be your number one. Let him always be your all in all. Glory be to God. Glory be to who? To God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In the last, 2 months, I was telling someone that, now I'm, again, I need him to help me. I have gotten some fear for God. I'm telling you, you leave these things of fear, honoring, reverence, you know, and I'm talking about fear. I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to lie to you. A real fear for God, you know, which I think I had it way back when I just gotten born again. But then over the years, I started getting a little bit familiar to him. You understand? Then he just stopped. I just respect God is good. Why, you know? But now, in the last 2 months, I think I've gotten again. God needs to help me to get this thing in balance because. To be honest, I was telling someone that the things I have dreamt, since I think they began 2 months ago, the things I've dreamt, the dreams I've had from people, some people who I trust, and the dreams I've had, then the dreams I've had from people which are also in line with my own dreams, okay, they got me to the someone that the best way now I can, describe God, you know, is, for lack of a better term, because what I'm going to say is not true, but that is the closest I can now describe how I look God like right now, in this season. Hmm? There's a saying, some slang thing, some, like a saying in vernacular Uganda, that, you know, when they say someone, maybe they say, like a politician, or someone, when they say that, man, that guy, Talina Mukwano. You know the thing, This guy can just dish you anytime. You know what I mean, Now that's what, man, you know, you remember when David was bringing the ark from where? From where? From some place. You know, and Uzzah was, you know, understand, Then Uzzah, he did something, then died. God killed him. Hmm? Then the Bible says that David, it says that David was angry at God. You know, He was angry, then he was also in shock. Then he first said, man, you first steal this thing. Then he said, you could say, like, let me first go back and study, you know, how to handle this thing, blowing the presence of God. A guy was struck dead. And David, the Bible says he was angry at God. Because even him, it was a shocker. So he realized that, man, this guy, you know, or, as in they say, omgena kompola, be slow. You know, of course, now, please, what I'm saying, I'm just trying to use, God is good, He's gracious, He loves us, He's our Father, okay? But just understand the context, you understand, He's a friend, you know, He's a friend. Hopefully, before you're raptured, you become His friend, amen? But He's a friend, He's loving, However, He's also God, and He has the other side, okay? You have read the final question? You have to know the kindness and the severity of God. Two, if you don't know both those sides, you'll just be mature, And you'll always be in danger of anyway, so we have to get back to a level all the time, re-inspect our lives, okay? And make sure that Jesus is still the bottom line in our lives. Are you listening to me, These things, you know them, Amen? Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 1. Most of what we're going to say today is going to be from a few verses, amen? But the bottom line, I've told you, the bottom line is Jesus. And make sure, you stay, He stays, the bottom line, the center of your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Man, these things, hallelujah. This God, He's simple, but He's not as simple as what? Amen? So, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers, by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Okay? He spoke to the fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, it says, He has spoken to us by His Son. Glory be to God. Now, again, we're talking about Jesus being the bottom line. Okay? In everything. So once upon a time, He spoke to the fathers, the patriarchs, by the prophets. Then, afterwards, He spoke by His Son. That means Jesus is greater than the prophets. You understand? Hi, Michael, how are you? Jesus is greater than what? Than the prophets. Hallelujah. In this country, it is undeniable. There's a prophetic movement. Okay? And the person God brought on the scene to spearhead it, again, it's undeniable. You just have to be stupid or to either hate him or what. It's Elvis. You know, you just have to be, Now, I'm not saying that all of you, or the whole country, all of us, Elvis should be our, what should I say? Again, I'm going to be misinterpreted. I'm not saying, now, it is undeniable. This prophetic thing, you saw everything as a leader. The prophetic movement, it was begun and God intended Elvis to spearhead it. Amen? If you are a prophet here, you know, you are not what? You are not chosen for that. Okay? God, there has to always be one leader. You understand? And Elvis is. You understand? However, it says that even the prophet, he spoke by the prophet, then later he spoke by his son. You understand? Meaning, again, in now like in Uganda, and I guess the rest of the world, okay, many countries in the world, like Southern Africa, you know where there are those guys, you know them, you know? The prophetic move, it's like Africa, it has, you understand? Well, I don't know. These things, again, I have learned not to make like statements, well, like a very sure. I don't know. By the way, you can find in other countries it's not. It is something else. So that's why I'm not saying in the whole of Africa, I don't know. But it could be. But in Uganda, I know it is the prophetic movement. Amen? However, what this verse should teach us now, where we are at, is that the prophets are not greater than Jesus. You understand? So as we seek the prophets, never forget that Jesus is the bottom line. Because Jesus is he's the one who appoints the prophets, anointed them. You understand? So we should never what? Lose that. Glory be to God. Now these things, you are like, but Pastor Moses, we know that. We know that. The prophet, you understand? We know that. However, there are many things that you know. But you always hear them over and over. Like loving God. Don't you know that? But don't you hear it over and over? You know? Amen? Many things. Simple thing, but very profound if you meditate upon it. Now, who has switched my Bible from Hebrews to Philemon? You wonder, is it God or what? Well, it's a devil, man. Amen? So, he has, in these last days, spoken to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. Jesus is not only greater than the prophets, but you cannot compare him even to any created anything. Hallelujah. Including money, including cars, including houses, including anything. You know, why? Because what? He's the heir of all things. He owns everything. And through him, all those things, the worlds, and all that they contain, you know, both the visible and the invisible world, everything in there, it was created by him. Glory be to God. Amen? I'm telling you guys, these things you're like, but Pastor Moses, couldn't you think of anything deeper than that today? We know this thing. We know God created everything. Amen? But, again, someone said that those who grow to become great and remain great in any field, let it be sports, let it be chess, anything, they always go back to the basics. I remember med school. I remember when I got to, I think it was third year. Third year. There's some things I found, like I had to take so much time to like understand them. Okay? Then I realized that the problem why some of those things I struggled in third year was because in first and second year, I didn't really like take time to really study these things, Bolonji. I didn't know that they were needed for where I was going. And maybe you blame it also on the lecturers. You understand? If they had told me that you guys, where you're going, you need this thing, this foundation. Okay? Yeah, so that's when I appreciated, that thing we studied in first year. Now you have to spend more time to go back to the textbooks of first year. You understand? So you find where you're going, that basic is very important. You know, Amen? So these things are very simple, but they are very serious. Hallelujah. You're here saying, yes, Jesus, yeah, we know it. He created everything. Everything is. But why is it that some guys, a few people in the world, in history, have all of a sudden, people were born again, saved, all of a sudden said, I am God, I am Jesus. You see how this thing now is important, You're like, yeah, we know that. But the guy just wakes up and says, I'm Jesus, man. We've read that thing, God, Jesus is greater than the prophets. But a prophet can arise and start behaving like his word is what? Matters. You understand? If someone has a contrary thing that what Jesus said, a contrary thing to the prophet, then, so do you understand what I mean? Just imagine, now, see, these things are very serious. I have told you this. Kenneth Hagin, now, if you wanted to argue with Kenneth Hagin, the guy would just tell you, but Jesus appeared to me. And we held a conversation for hours. And he told me. Then he told me. And I told him, Jesus, show me. Then he showed me in the Bible, in the Word. Okay? Now, so there's this book called I Believe in Visions. You all know it. Now, Kenneth Hagin writes things which Jesus told him. Now, some guys get that book, remove a chapter. The words Jesus told some guy, they remove a chapter and they put it on the net as a free copy. Because some of the things Jesus told Kenneth Hagin, which are in the Bible, were not fitting into their what? The theology. In particular, it was that thing where some woman who was a pastor's wife, and then she threw out Jesus, where Jesus showed Hagin that she was going to hell. And some people, according to them, they say, you can never lose your salvation. So they got Hagin's book, removed a chapter, and it is now the free book on the net. When you read it, unless you know the original one, you start, but you're like, where is this story? It's not there. So some guys now decided to be greater than Jesus. They jammed what Jesus told Kenneth Hagin. Do you understand? Now, I'm not saying he studied the Bible. No, Jesus told him lies, and he showed him scripture that you can lose your salvation. And you can get to that level where you cannot come back. You know the scriptures. They're there in Hebrews. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, have tested the good word of God and the power of the age to come. You know the things. If they fall away, to renew them to repentance. And Jesus told Hagin that lady had reached that level. And now, guys, a perverted grace gospel, you cannot lose your salvation. That was not Jesus. They removed it. Okay, if it wasn't Jesus, leave the guy's book alone. But don't remove chapters. So you see how now guys decided to be greater than Jesus. Do you see how now these things have so many implications? You think they're very simple things. Well, they're simple. However, these simple things are what? If you don't take them seriously, they can mess you up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've always told people, all I need in my life is a word from Jesus. Then whatever you do, I won't agree with you. Because Jesus told me, but if there's any guy who dreams, it is this guy. But if he dreams, and for me also, Jesus told me something. You go with your thing. Jesus told me. and that's finished. Amen? And brother, you guys, you have to learn, understand that disagreement is not evil. Eh? Especially if it is done honorably, eh? Respectfully. It is only in the Catholic Church where what? Where there is no disagreeing. Hallelujah. It is only in the Catholic Church. Yeah? You see, you know, one time I wrote an article, What for the Week, eh? You know, it was entitled Catholic Protestants, eh? Catholic Pentecostals or something like that. Catholics, man, the Pope just comes one day, these things, eh? Elvis says at the beginning of the year, what God has taught him for the country. The Pope just comes also with his word. This year is the year of the rosary. And it's that. No discussion. All of you mulling ox about rosary. You know, eh? The Pope just came. You know, the Pope, they just appear. Mary told me. Just get some kids. Mary appear to them, you know. You guys are very young. This man is very young. For us, we are here when people ate soil in Masaka. Eh? I think I was 80, anyway, whatever. Eh? This Michael guy, you don't know nothing. Guys ate soil, eh? Now, I wish I had more time, because now stories have begun. Yet I have many scriptures. Eh? Anyway, you know that story, eh? You know the story of Nanyonga? Bridget, you know. Bridget, what kind of age mate? So, hallelujah. You know, you remember those days? HIV had just manifested. Eh? Manifested. Yeah, 80s. Eh? Early 80s. Then some woman in Masaka, Catholic woman with many rosaries, what? She was somewhere. Then there was a big, apparently, her story, there was a big bang. Eh? And Mother Mary appeared. And she wasn't lying. Eh? Mother Mary appeared to her. Told her, basically, eh, that any old people who need healing, HIV, what? She's going to, and she was given the anointing. People have to come to her and they eat some soil. You remember those stories? You have remembered, eh? Eh? Yes. People, now remember HIV those days, no cure. It was just calm. People didn't know about it. You get it within, I don't know how many weeks. You just, it was that bad. So people needed a solution. And Mother Mary, what? Appeared, gave the solution. Soil, Masaka. People drove to Masaka. Eh? That woman, Nanyonga. People ate soil. And they died. Mother Mary, you know those things. Eh? Now, many years later, when I got born again, after I'd gotten saved, I listened to cassette tapes of some guy who was a witch doctor. Eh? And he got born again. Excuse me? So, he, man, he said that they are the ones who plotted to mess up people using Nanyonga. Nanyonga was innocent. Eh? But these guys used to operate in the underworld. He was a top witch doctor. In fact, the way he got born again, he said that he used to stay somewhere, Namasubabawe, and he was planning to go somewhere in Asia, to come back with demons, to mess up this country. But the key thing I remember was like accidents and what, You know, he was, you know, planning a trip, go somewhere in Asia, then come back, you know, So anyway, in that process, somehow he got born again. I think Jesus appeared to him. He was walking somewhere, I think going to Gaba to do his things, on the lake. Then, Jesus appeared to him. And so that's how he got. But anyway, he says that when they were in the underworld, they were talking with the devil. And they say, these people, these human beings, abuse the devil that he eats soil. You remember when he was cast a snake, how he will eat the dust, you understand? So they have no, so they are like, now we need to also make them eat soil. Now they had to get someone, an innocent, you know. So they studied humans, and then they landed on this woman, Nanyonga, who was deep into Catholicism. Apparently, they looked at her, she had garosaries, you know. Then they're like, aha, this one. Then they got some cheap demon, which came and manifested as, that woman wasn't lying. She saw Mother Mary. And she was told for real. And then the guys ate soil and they died. But what I'm saying is, you shouldn't be a Catholic. When you don't question stuff. You understand? Otherwise, bagenakuli is a taka. They're going to make you eat what? You know, Hallelujah. Man, I remember when I was still working and what, I had, you know, some of my bosses, I used to give them good trouble, you understand? I remember I had a white boss, some lady, which was an American. So one time we used to sit with her, and I tell her now, or she tells me. But then, now, this lady joined the project I was working on, way after me. So though she was an American and she was my boss, I understood that project, you know, the protocol, everything, more than her. I had it here. I even had info she didn't know how the thing had started, why it had failed, why they were doing all these things to it. You know, she didn't have that. So, no, she wanted me to do things without thinking. I told her, but what was her name? Not a malaria person, so don't worry. This was Cancer Institute. I told this woman, I used to tell this woman, but now, why don't you want me to think? You know, I told her that, let me tell you, here, the culture here is such that people here, everything the white people say, they just, what? Who believe. You understand? So I told her, now, do you want me to also be like that? Let us reason these things, Why don't you want me to think? You can see the woman was shocked by those things. But I was telling her that, I mean, I'm working on this project. I need it to be resigned. However, I need to think. And this is, you understand? So for why she wants me to be like all Africans? The Muzungu tells you, you know? I said, but why? I told her, first of all, what I'm thinking is in line with the protocol, which I knew better than her. You understand? I was like, but now, why don't you want me to think? Then you tell her, but is it fair that you want me to be like a robot? Why don't you want me to think? You know, So anyway, for me, I've always been what? Hallelujah. Because Jesus is my what? Bottom line. Not any human. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, No, that's not the first Muzungu, what? Several, I need to think. You know, So now you can leave Uganda and say, man, I met a sharp black guy who thinks. He's not like the rest. But this one, glory be to God. Amen? So Jesus owns everything. You understand? He's a bottle. You can't compare him to any created thing, nothing. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, He upholds all things by the word of his power. So his word is more important than any other word. Okay? Then he says, verse 3 still, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, that you're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Not just because of you, but in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are seated there with him because he's there already. You know, without him, you wouldn't be there. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you're bored. You're like, but what? We know those things. Yes, you know them. And God brought you today to hear them again. that Jesus is the bottom line. He's greater than prophets. He's greater than all created things. You understand? Eh? He's greater. He's seated at the right hand of the majesty, at the right hand of God. Hmm? And you're seated there. Why? Because of him. Without him, you wouldn't be seated there. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hmm? Greater than the what? Than the angels. Hmm? You know, eh? Just because Gabriel, you know, you had an experience with Gabriel or Michael, you know, eh? There's still someone greater. Those guys are just serving their boss, eh? Their boss Jesus. Are you listening to me? He's the center of it all. Eh? Never forget that. Eh? He's greater than humans. He's greater than all created things. Angels are created beings. So he's greater than the angels. Eh? For he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hallelujah. Amen? Simple things. Eh? Hmm? Simple things, but they are not really what? That simple. Amen? Amen? You know, I think this year, great things have happened in my life. Eh? So many things. Eh? Great things. Eh? You see, the greatest things happen in the spirit. Hmm? When they begin to manifest in the natural, the manifestation is not the greatest thing. The greatest thing is what already happened in the spirit. Eh? You understand? Eh? Hmm? You're like, for me, I want to see my car. You know, I heard Andrew Womack say that for him, when something happens which God had told him earlier, like something, maybe like the campus is building, when it happens, he's not that excited. Hmm? He's not that excited. Because he got excited a long time ago when the promise came. So when the thing happens, he's like, hey, finally, yeah. But the excitement, woo, you know, it's over. Hallelujah. Hmm? Okay? So this year, so many things have happened to me. Eh? Great things. You remember when Serada came here? Hmm? What he essentially did. Eh? Now, yeah, again, I will say this, I don't know for how many years. Many of you don't like what Serada. But the truth of the matter is, he's a man of God. Eh? You understand? Eh? He's a man of God, and he held a position, or he holds a position in the spirit, in the body of Christ. Okay? Years ago, I had two dreams. Eh? I think it was like some years ago. I had a dream when God was depicting him as the leader of the church in Uganda. I didn't know him. Hmm? Prior to that, I had dreams. You guys think I've just begun to dream. Eh? Before you got to know me, way back, I used to dream. Eh? And God used to eat. Prior to that, I had two dreams. Hmm? When God was showing me Robert Kayanja, as the head of the body of Christ in this country. No, I wasn't in his church. I was in KPC. Hmm? In fact, I used to, you know, most guys from MCA never used to, they were arrogant. They were, you know, arrogant babies. They were, you know, but anyway, but they had it. Eh? Amen. They used to despise guys who used to go to KPC. Eh? And when I used to think about it, you are like, yeah, they have a point. Eh? You know, most of us in KPC were kano, tetwagala kusava. You understand? Eh? Just movie night, that nonsense. Eh? Watch movies at your home. Eh? Why do you have to go to church to watch a movie? Do you understand? Eh? churches should not be, well, there's a point for that, I understand. However, churches shouldn't become specialists at showing movies. You know, no, this, overnight, guys, KPC, you go for an overnight, you count, no? This was a, you see, KPC now was the largest church, congregation. However, it wasn't the most powerful. It's a truth. I was a KPC person. But I knew that our church is not the what? The most powerful. We are the largest, but not the most what? These things, you have to be humble and say, yeah, she's cuter than me. She's, you understand? However, God didn't want me in MC. God's will for me was KPC. But I knew there were guys, you understand? Those guys overnight, they would sometimes pray for 5 hours nonstop in tongues. And many of them, not just a few. Amen? Anyway, this church, which was smaller than KPC, their pastor was the leader of the nation in the country. According to me, according to what God showed me. Again, you don't have to what? To agree with me. Disagree. We were not Catholics. Amen. If for you, Jesus appeared and he told you something contrary, you understand? That's okay. Okay? Amen? One of the things I want to, I hope I don't go to the extreme. One of the things I want to develop, you know, in your lives is the ability to disagree well. Everything I say, you don't have to agree. And I respect that. There's some people here, I tell them stuff, you know, scripture, what, this story, and they say, but Pastor Moses, I was like, yeah, well, maybe, yeah, but hey. But I don't get angry, and I don't then count them as an enemy just because they don't agree with the great Pastor Moses. Honestly, Joanne, there are things she disagrees with me, you know, Now, over the years, I've learned that sometimes you can be right now, then later you learn. You understand, And there are those things which don't have clear scriptures, You know, Okay? So anyway, RK was, then I don't know what happened. Well, maybe I know. The thing shifted to who? Yes, I'm telling you, So some of these things he was trying to do in the natural, actually, they had, there was something about them in the spirit. You know how you can, maybe you have an anointing to make money? Like a business. You know, in the spirit, it's real. But then you go about it in the wrong way. You understand? So some of the things this girl was trying to do, there was something about it in what? Hallelujah. And I know you don't want to hear this, some of you, but it's a truth. Hallelujah. Anyway, so this guy comes here. Amen. Glory be to God. You are a dream, gets him here. I get a dream, a guy see me, comes. I don't know why he was coming. You know, And the guy came here, it is recorded. A guy said that all that I have, I release it upon this man. Whether it is grace, whether it is influence, whether it is acceptance. And then he says, and any other gift. To this day, I don't know whether Sarah Dan knows what he did. Amen? There's a guy, you remember, brother Paul, remember? Prophet Paul, Jezer. That he had those words, then he was like, he said, I need to go and dream and see what did this guy really say. So he went, and God granted his what? Request. He dreamt. If I tell the dream, he dreamt. It was exactly what this guy said. Hallelujah. Amen? Where was I going with this? But it didn't matter. The whole thing is, I don't know, I was going somewhere. And meanwhile, someone had a dream. But by the way, he did that. He passed over something. However, I am not the leader of the church. You understand? You know, I'm not. So don't get, I am not. I am not. Maybe Sarah Dust still is, you know, and maybe with time or someone else is. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know who is the leader of the church in Uganda. One time I thought I knew. You know, now I'm like, I don't know. Amen? But you guys, I'm sure you know. For me, I don't know. I don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Eh? Someone had a dream on Friday morning. When some people, you know, preachers in Uganda, people you know, they came to him and they were like, we want you to tell us. Because apparently you know. Tell us, is it true that Pastor Moses is the president of the church in Uganda? Now, I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying someone's dream. Preachers came to him, because you know. You understand? Amen? You know, it was a dream. And in the dream, he didn't say it is. The dream just ended there. When? In fact, he told these guys that the person who dreamt, he told them that, but you guys, you have Pastor Moses' number. Why don't you call him yourselves? Why you, you know, why te momu kuwida momu wu ze ye ye nini? Glory be to God. But Jesus, what is the what? This the bottom line. Never forget that. I'm telling you guys, never forget this. Okay? For me right now, because of some experiences I've had which have messed me up, which now, you know, this God, I'm going slow on him. I have begun to, because one of the things I know, I'm going to be very great. You understand? I know it. He has told me, he told me way before, you know, I was listening, yeah, born again, he told me, you know, not great because of me, but great because of what I have to do for him. Not because of me, you know, but because of what I have to do for him. So, now, recent, it has become more urgent for me, because of the things I've dreamt and what other people have dreamt, to study, rather to come up with a way I'll be living when I become very great. I'm telling you, to be honest, I'm a bit scared right now. Remember I told you that thing, you know, I'm a bit scared. When the children of Israel, before they entered the promised land, that's when they were given the constitution, the laws by which they were to live by. They were not given after they entered. Now, you yourselves, you had better decide now how you're going to live when greatness comes your way. If you don't decide now, let me tell you, you're going to fall when you get there. I'm telling you the truth. You're there, prosperity, money is coming. But have you really sat down to really, with God, I mean, on the same table, to say, when this money comes, how will I use it? How will I behave? You're there right now, humble. You're just humble. Humble Pastor Moses. You know, because on which day? On 3rd September. You know, you're just humble. On 3rd September, your church, the attendance was less amount. So you're humble because, of course, you have to be humble because you have nothing. You know, it's really nothing. There you have to be humble. Okay? Now, if God has told you your church is going to be 1 million people, it's going to be the largest in the country. There's someone I know who got that dream. His church is going to be the largest in this country. Now, you know, now you have to say, now when that happens, how will I be living? Will I be snubbing other pastors? Seeing that these guys don't seek the Lord. I mean, if you seek the Lord, I mean, you should be Tim Sava, That's how people start thinking. All of a sudden, you have like a simple hurry. You know, Then all of a sudden, now, you have a plan. Then you start to look at pastors who don't have cars. They have prosperity anointing. I'm telling you, you're laughing, but it's going to happen to you. What if it doesn't happen to you already? You have a job at 6 a.m. Someone has a job 300 thou. Then you think, Tebaina what? Tebaina prosperity anointing. You know, I'm telling you these things. They happen to all of us. So I'm really, you know, studying this thing. How we, remember? In the wilderness, that's when they got the way, the regulations, the commandments, the laws, how they were going to live when they get there in the land of plenty. In fact, that's where even the tabernacle of Moses, that's where it was built. Not in the promised land. You understand? The presence of God there to know, to get that thing in place. The importance of God as a center in their life before they got there. Hallelujah. And you can see they didn't get it ballooned because when they got there, they went off track. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm going to be so wealthy, so rich, but I suspect that it might never be seen. You're like, how? It might never be seen because I will give almost all that money. And I'll have nothing to show for the, you know. I'm telling you because, you know. Amen? There's a book I have in my car. It has been there in my car for over a year. But I read it once. And now I'm thinking I have to go back and read it again. It's like God's generous, kind of, but it's written by some other guy who writes about the Oral Roberts, the Branhams, all those guys. You see, how they began, how they went off track, how, you understand? And it gives insight. Now, one of the things about Oral Roberts, it's written in that book, I didn't know. At one time, one of the things that kept him steady, he dealt with this money thing quickly. What Oral Roberts, now, Oral Roberts, you know, he was the number one evangelist, you know, healing evangelist at a certain time. Now, his crusades, they used to what? Now, they used to do things, then at the end, they get a love offering for the preacher. Now, Oral Roberts said that it reached a time when the love offering was too huge, too big, and the guy said, no, this is not right. Say, this is not right. I can't. This is not right. So, do you know what Oral Roberts did? He put himself on a salary. The love offering was too huge, and he said, no, this is not right. So he decided that now a salary. He became a salaried what? Employee of his organization. You know, years ago, when I was in the States, I attended a meeting. Lydon was going to teach. So I attended it because I wanted to see him and I wanted to take pics, you know, with him. So now, Lydon's family, and Oral Roberts' family, they were close. That's why actually Lydon got the name Roberts from Oral Roberts. Okay? Lydon's mother and grandmother took care of Oral Roberts' mom at a certain time in life. And so they were close, tight. So if anyone wanted to see Oral Roberts, you just had to get to Lydon. They were that close. Now, shortly before, a few years before Lydon, Oral Roberts passed away, he told Lydon, that people in the world, in America, in the church, they have said, I've stolen money from people, from the church, but I am going to have the last laugh. Then he told him, that do you know, Oral Roberts. Now, this is going to shock you. Oral Roberts died. He didn't have a house. Now, you don't know Oral Roberts, most of you. But if you get to know who Oral Roberts was, you know, these Benny Hinn, they're all here because of Oral Roberts. Oral was like Benny's father. That's how Benny used to look at him. He was the great, you know, before the cancer, you know, Catherine Kuhlman used to like had great reverence for Oral Roberts. That's how great the guy was. The Copeland, the old Terry man, Oro. Copeland worked for Oro Roberts at a certain point. Flew him, I guess, you know. That's how great Oro Roberts was. You go to America now and you say, Benny there, who is that? Then you say, Oro Roberts. Oh, that, you know. But the guy, Oro Roberts, said, I'm going to have the last laugh. Oro Roberts died without a house. Not that you shouldn't have a house. What I'm saying, it was his decision to make sure that this thing, that you understand. Okay? Now, I'm speaking to you. Better start thinking how you're going to live your life when greatness comes. Hallelujah. When anything comes into your life, whether it's marriage, you understand, you're there, you're just excited about what, going out, get married, wedding. But you see that wedding thing is just one day. Just one day, hours, and you're there, you're going to be the one to stress to get the money. Those guys were going to come, they're just going to come and eat free food. You understand? Amen? You had better sit Bulungi, and find out how you're going to live when you get there, how you're going to handle this thing. Amen? It is the most important, how you're going to live there, prepare, it's the most important thing. For me, by the way, right now, from the dreams, I'm now scared of God. He's there, I'm here. First, you, me, let me first study you well. Because from what you showed me, Twinam Kwano, you know, Again, I'm speaking, you understand, God has friends. You understand what I mean, How about you had better what? All of us, Glory be to God. Of course, the most important thing you have to decide to do is that everything you do will be for the glory of God. Jesus will always be the center of your life. You will never do things to attract attention to yourself. Hallelujah. You always give God the glory. Jesus appeared to Hagin. Read Kenneth Hagin, guys. Gave him a healing anointing, And told him, now with this thing I've given you, You understand? As in, there's so many things, you know, as in people, there are women, they are ready to give everything in their lives, for the sake of their children, to get healed about, you know, to get healed for something. And Jesus told him, so, watch this thing called money. He told him, Hagin, Jesus told Hagin, life, this money thing, she watching, what? Bulungi. Hallelujah. And then he told him, and always remember to give me the glory. It is there, Jesus' life told him, and then he told him, always remember to give me the glory. Hallelujah. When you get great, you understand, you get a high position in this country, a great office in this country, never forget to give God the glory. Hallelujah. The first time Benny Hinn came to Kenya, many years ago, he came to Kenya. There was a friend of mine who was in Kenya at that time. He told me he was there for that crusade in Nairobi. He told me, so, and you know the thing, so the crusade is there, people are many, they are worshiping, Then it says, all of a sudden, first of all, he said, I don't know, this guy had a what? He had that evangelistic thing. And most evangelists always exaggerate things. Evangelists, you go slow on them, man. An evangelist can come here today, Nanaburida, you understand? Then you hear him on TV saying, I was in Uganda and I preached to thousands, Evangelists, you have to, most of them, it's a weakness, lying, exaggerating things. It's true, It's true, evangelists, Get to know that, Then you listen to them, Bulungi, So this guy say, first of all, the moment Benny's plane landed in Nairobi, just at the airport, this guy say, the whole atmosphere in the city changed. But it could be true. Benny had, he carried something. You guys don't know Benny now. Benny was,
You guys, your kids, you don't know nothing about Benny Hinn. Amen? So he said, and the moment the plane landed in Nairobi, the atmosphere over the whole city changed. Now, so he comes to the crusade. The people there are singing, waiting for him. Then the moment he got on the pulpit, people shouted. Now, Benny is not a fool. You understand? Benny is not a fool. Do you know what he did? He had to switch it very quickly. He said, now I know that you love Jesus. Like, he pushed it off himself, man. That's what the guy told me. He was there. The guy, shoo, now I know you love Jesus, you know, as in, man, you leave me alone. The guy was sharp, man. You know, he had to, without hurting the people, but shoo, Jesus, for me, I'm here to just do his work to get you guys healed then, but, you know, leave me alone. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me tell you this story, but it's fake. Years ago, many years ago, either I was in high school or early years of medical school, I used to have these thoughts that, man, I think I've told you guys, I used to have these thoughts I was going to be so loaded. By the time I get to, to look for a chick to marry, you understand, going to be so loaded, But then I'll duck like Micah from the cheek. Like duck my stuff, my CV, Then I just come, just as in humble guy, nothing, I saw those thoughts, man. Then the chick will just be there and say, now look at this guy. Dusty shoes, so it means he came Futsubishi, you understand? Yes, she doesn't know, just a few meters away, man. There's some serious moths parking. And so I used to. I guess we all have those idle thoughts. Hallelujah. But then I've had worse thoughts than that. But then I used to think these things, I'll be man, what harm? But in the meantime, now I'm going to study this Moses thing, Bulunje, where it says Moses was the most humble man on the face of the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you understand what we're saying? Jesus is the bottom line. Remember to give him all the glory and watch this thing called money. That's what he told Kenneth again. Oral Roberts, the way he dealt with it is by putting himself. Oral Roberts, now these were thousands, many people. People come. Then they used to take effort. So at one time, of course, when people are few years, it was a little money. Now, like here, in this church, there's a time Rachel paid off for everything. Then there's money. By the way, we always plan to put monies aside every Sunday. Yeah. The way you run a church is not the way you run your personal life. My personal life, I'm not into this serving thing. But serving is of God, you understand, as he leads you. However, but me, somehow, I'm weak in that area of serving. So now, but church, I don't run church like that. You understand? The church now is a different entity. It's not me. So we always, we have a percentage. If the giving is more, we put up a certain percentage. That's why we never harass you for money. You understand? Because if, like, the giving today is low, somehow Rachel will have money, she said, that's why okay? So anyway, so because of those things that we have to pay the rent, the machines, then when some money remains, after saving, after all those things, then Rachel gives it to me. You understand? Because man eateth where you what? He worketh. You know that. Glory be to God. Say, what? You guys are eating our money? So there was a time that went, I don't know whether it was 2 months, when Rachel never gave me any money. Never gave me any money. Then one time, she gave me money, I think it was, I don't know how much, like 800,000. So she brought it excitedly. She said, man, Pastor, I've been thinking, that man, I've never given you money about for how long.
You know, eh? And now, so when I got this, I was like, now I'm meeting him with money. You understand? Oh, and so you see now, this car church is small. Eh? Where's Albert? They have small LAT. Albert wrote to me last Sunday, say, Pastor, I've never said this, I don't know. And these worship team guys are always using it, and it is irritating me. This thing has to be put to a stop, so I'm telling you, stop using it. It's irritating me. I've never said it. And so, you know, when it is small, eh? You know, when the church is small, the money, 800,000, and Rachel's excited, you know. Eh? But now, so I have to now start thinking, when this church grows large, you understand, and Rachel remains with 50 ma, how am I going to, you understand? I'm going to put myself on a salary. Right now I can't because there is no salary. There is nothing. Glory be to God. I can't, you understand? But there's a time I'll put myself on, I'm telling the truth. But I'll continue giving, sowing and reaping, you understand? And God somehow will, you understand, take care of me outside the salary. This thing, I tell you, I've begun to what? You know, I'm thinking of how to live when what? When we get there. And you had better do so, you also. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Deuteronomy 34, it says that since then, there has not been a prophet, a great prophet like Moses, who knew the Lord face to face, who used to do all these things. Amen. Now, if I'm really supposed to be like Moses, it means that day will come. You understand? When it will be acknowledged that you guys, there's no prophet like this guy. Hallelujah. Now, I have to decide now how I'm going to live when that happens. If I don't, I'm going to come up from there. Oh, poo, you know. Amen. And by the most falls, like everything else in the world, they first happen in the spirit. They first happen where? In the spirit. It takes quite some time to see them in the natural. You understand? I can be here like I'm preaching right now, yet I already fell. Do you know that? Just like you have your car, it's there in the spirit. And then one time you shall see the natural. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, everything begins in the spirit. I can be here, what Pastor Moses, what, you know. I fell already, according to heaven. Heaven right now is just looking for what? A plan B is preparing someone to take over. You know, the understanding don't know. Amen? So I need to plan. Now, that's why one of the things I've come to respect, right? I think now, I think either I'm becoming spiritual or I'm just getting older, like age, like natural age. Because now I have a great reverence for guys like Andrew Mack. Guy is getting into his the 70s and guys have remained steady. People like Joyce Meyer. Now you think about Kenneth Hagin, how he left, no scandal. Kenneth Hagin, I think it's true. I'm not sure again. Please go and search it out. I was told that Kenneth Hagin never used to allow anyone to introduce him. Those things of, wow, the great brother Hagin was zero. Say, Sir Gala, you know. He never. So everything you hear that was said about Hagin, how great he was, how what? He's not the one who said them. Say, man, those are yours. For me, what? I have to finish my course, Bulungi. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus as a bottom line. Never forget that. Amen. These things that you're seeking for, which you're trying to put in front of the Lord, they fade, they get corrupted, they get old. You know, you understand? Human beings, you know, they come, they go, they get into error. You understand? However, you can trust in Jesus. The Bible says, Hebrews 13 verse 8, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
You understand? Eh? Now, when your life is built around him, eh, you're safe. If your life is built around money, eh, man, eh, something can happen. Eh? If your life is built around your girlfriend, you're there, wife, you have the cutest girl in town. Hallelujah. Amen? May you say that after 40 years, when she's 69. What I'm trying to say that these things, you can't, you understand? Build your life on Jesus and keep him as the center of your life. He's unchangeable. He doesn't change. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 27. Verse 4. There's a lot I wanted to say, by the way. Amen? But this is for today. Enough for today. We don't have time. But you've been blessed. Decide now. Please decide. Go sit with the Lord. Tell him, Father, help me. You gave the children of Israel commandments how they should live when they get to. Now tell me my thing. How should I live? Hallelujah. Amen? These things are very, very serious. Hallelujah. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Okay? Jesus as a saint, if Jesus is the center of your life, if he's the bottom line, this thing should apply to you, this verse. One thing I have desired of the Lord, say the psalmist, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 8, when you, God, said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Okay? God is telling you, seek me, seek Jesus and him alone. Your response should be that, yes, Lord, your face, only Jesus will I seek, because he is the bottom line. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 8 says, O God, you're my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there's no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you, and your right hand upholds me. Glory be to God. And lastly, Isaiah 26, verse 8. It says, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. Then this is the verse I want to come to. It got me in tears years ago. It says, the desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. Hallelujah. Can you sincerely say this, that Father, the desire of my soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you.
Then he says, with my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I seek you early. Glory be to God. Amen. NIV says that your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. Your name and renown. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Keep Jesus at the bottom line. Eh? May he be the only one that you seek. Hallelujah. He's greater than everything. Eh? Greater, greater, greater. Yeah. Just begin to talk to the Lord. Eh? Number one, tell him to help you to keep him number one in your life. Number two, tell him to tell you, to give you guidelines by which you will live by when you become great. I'm telling you guys, you had better build a foundation right now, because the moment the building starts to go up and your foundation is not solid, you're going to crash, and that crashing will bring you a lot of pain. You know, Now God wants you to spare. He wants to spare you that. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray, okay? Talk to him, Talk to him. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for you taking us to great places. You're going to do great things in our lives. Father, we pray. We sincerely ask. We beg that you help us. You help us to live with you and for you when we get to the promised land. Father, help us. We need your grace, Father, to always keep you as the center of our lives. Whatever we do when we get in the promised land, whatever we aspire to be, whatever we say, may it be for the glory of your name. Father, you helped the children of Israel by giving them the guidelines by which they should live by when they enter into plenty. Father, we too also ask now. Father, teach us how we should live when you promote us, when you give us all these good things, when you give us houses that we didn't build, when you give us these houses filled with all things that we didn't provide, when we find everything that the world is seeking after, and for us it just comes on a silver plate. When we become great, when we become men of renown, women of renown, when we become influential in this nation and in the nations, Father, help us to remain true unto you and you alone. May everything that we do when we get to these levels, may it always be to promote your kingdom and not to promote us. Father, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us to learn from history. Help us to learn from those who have gone on before us. We thank you for the testimony of great men like Oral Roberts. We thank you, Father, for great servants who have gone on to be the Lord, like Kenneth Hagin. Those men and women who ran their race and they completed it with excellence. Father, may we be the same. Help us. Help us, Father. You give grace to the humble. So, Father, as a church, as your children, individually in this place, we ask for your grace. The grace to remain humble. The grace to remain true unto you. Father, help us. Help us, help us, help us. We need your help. We need your help, and that badly. We thank you, Father. You bless our week.
You bless our going out and our coming in. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.